You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. The service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. We invite you to stay with us. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we're trusting our service will be a blessing to you today. Opening our service with a selection entitled Consecration.
Since Jesus gave his life for me, should I not give him mine? I'm consecrated, Lord, to thee. I shall be wholly thine. My life, O Lord, I give to thee. My talents, time, and all, I'll serve thee, Lord, and faithfully.
Where my Lord directs, his purpose I'll fulfill. I know he everyone protects who does his holy will.
My
I will go and tell the lost of love so free, till all his power may know.
My life, O Lord, I give to thee. My
first he'll be, and first his righteous will.
My life, O Lord, I give to thee. My talents, time, and all,
The Apostle Paul tells us that we are not our own, that we have been bought with a price, and that we are to glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which are God's. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the privilege of presenting thy gospel on this broadcast today. We're thankful for each one in our congregation. I know that you love them, each one. You care for them. I know that Jesus died for them. So may you minister to the congregation according to their needs, for we know that you know their needs and you're willing to meet their needs if they will put their trust and confidence in thee. So bless this broadcast and bless this precious people. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
Our thoughts today are entitled, The Christian and His Talents. And our thoughts will be based primarily on the parable that Jesus gave as recorded in Matthew 25, 14 through 29. I will not take time to read it, but as we go along, we will make reference to it. I will give you this verse of Scripture out of 1 Peter 4 and 10. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Now, God is the one who gives us all things. God is the giver of talents. He's the giver of gifts. In fact, every good and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variableness, nor even a shadow of turning. So God is the giver of talents. And the question is, how many are living up to their God-given ability? When we think about talents, what comes to our mind? What comes natural to you? What do you love? Focus on the talents you do have. Pay attention to what others may have noted about you. They may have a keener sense of what you're good at than you will yourself. Try things that are hard. Maybe public speaking, for instance. Keep track of little successes. One of the best ways to figure out what hidden talents you might have is to talk to the people who know you best. So there are things that we need to realize about our relationship with God and our talents. The Apostle Paul said that we are not our own. We have been bought with a price. Therefore, we are to glorify God in our body and in our spirit. God has bought us out of a life of sin, and we belong to Him. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. So we read in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. So we are God's bond servants. And don't be afraid of that word servant when it comes to God. You could not have a better master than the true and the living God. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Romans 6:16. So we're all servants. We're either a servant of God or we are a servant of Satan, one of the two. And anybody that knows anything about God and knows anything about Satan knows that the wise thing is to let God be your master and serve Him. God has entrusted us with various gifts or talents that He expects us to use to His honor and glory. Of course, that's why He gave them to us. Some are given spiritual gifts, and some are given talents that are not spiritual gifts, they're just talents. Whichever it be, God expects us to use them for His glory. Whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13 we read, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. So we are stewards, given the responsibility to wisely use whatever God has blessed us with. Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Luke chapter 12, verses 42 and 43. As every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. And that's 1 Peter 4:10 again. Now, what the parable of the talents says. A man traveling to a far country, or was preparing to travel to a far country, and we might say that this man was comparable to Jesus. Jesus was soon to return to heaven. He was going to leave the disciples behind. And he called his servants, his disciples, the disciples of Christ. And Jesus told them that they should go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And they were to bear the vessel of the Lord. They that bear the vessels of the Lord must be clean. So Jesus only calls and uses those who are truly disciples of his. Now, every servant was given a talent in the parable that we are referring to in Matthew chapter 25. The first man had five talents given to him, and the second man had two, and the third man had one. Now, the Lord was gone for some time, and when he returned, he required them to give an account of the talents that he had given them. And beloved, we are going to be required to give an account to God in the judgment for the things that God has entrusted in our care. The man that was given five talents gained five more. He put those five to work and he gained five more. And his Lord commended him very highly. And the man that was given two talents put his to work and he gained two more. And the Lord commended him just as highly as he had the man that he had given five to. God only requires of us the ability that we have, not the ability that someone else has. So the one that had five gained five, the one that had two gained two, but the one that had one, he buried it in the ground. He knew that his master was an austere man, or a hard man, as it were, and so he buried it in the ground to make sure that he had to give to him when he returned. And the man, the Lord that returned, said to this man that he was a wicked man. You knew what I was, and you know what I expected, and you have not done it. And he told them to take that one talent away from the man that he had given the one to, and give it to the man who had gained five and thus had ten. So the Lord's going to require us to give an account of whatever we have. And if we have five talents, we must use them. If we have two, we must use them. If we have only one, we must use it, and use it for the honor and for the glory of God. So he rewarded the one that had five. He rewarded the one that had two. But he said to the one that had one, he took it away from him and he cast him out, and he was to be burned. Now, the lesson to be learned is every Christian is entrusted by God with certain abilities. Our life no longer belongs to us. Whatever God has given us, we are to use for the best of mankind and for the glory of God. We read in the scriptures about how Aaron had a rod. That was the rod that Moses took with him when he left Midian from being a shepherd and was called to go into Egypt to deliver the children of Israel out, God told him to take that rod with him, and with it they would do mighty deeds. And God, or Aaron, was the one who carried the rod, and God, through Moses, instructed him how to use that rod. So Aaron had a rod, and he went into Pharaoh's court, he and Moses, and Pharaoh was questioning who God was. Moses had said, God wants you to turn his people loose, and who's God? And Aaron throwed the rod down, and it became a serpent. And Pharaoh wasn't all that impressed. He called his magicians in. They threw down their rods, two of them, and they turned into serpents also. But God's rod swallowed up the other two, and whenever Moses took it back, he only had one rod, and Pharaoh didn't have any. Now, Shamgar, you ever hear of him? Shamgar had an ox goad, and he slew 600 men with that ox goad. And we read about David. David had a sling, and he slew the giant. Yes, I believe that. So David used what he had. Saul had put on him his armor, and Saul was a bigger man than David was. And David said, I haven't tried this. I can't use this. And he put off that Saul's armor, and he took his sling with five stones, and he went out to meet the giant, and he slew the giant with his sling. David had a sling, I say, and he used it, and he won the victory for the entire army of Israel. Now, Dorcas had a needle, and we read in the book of Acts how that she died, and the widows gathered around and showing all that Dorcas had made for her and for their children, and they sent for Peter, who was in a nearby town, and Peter came and raised her from the dead. So she had a needle, and she used it. Now, the lad that had five loaves and two fishes, there where Jesus was with thousands of people, and he wanted to feed the people, and the disciples said, well, we don't have that kind of money to go buy them. And he said, what do you have? And Jesus was told that there was a little lad there with five loaves and two fishes. He said, well, bring them to me. And he looked up to heaven and blessed them. And then he began to break, and he filled baskets. Yes, John's basket, Peter's basket, James' basket, and all the other disciples. He filled their basket and put some fish in it, and they went out and fed the 5,000 men besides the women and the children. So the little lad let the Lord have his five loaves and two fishes. And what did the Lord do with them? Now, there was a woman that had a bottle of oil, and she anointed Jesus, his body, and washed his feet with her tears and dried them with her eyes. And Jesus said to her, woman, thy faith has made thee whole. Thy sins are forgiven thee. And then there was another woman, a woman that had her husband had died, and she was left a widow, and he had owed money. And they were going to take her two sons to pay the debt. But the prophet came along and asked her what she had. And she had one cruse of oil. And he told her for to borrow all the pots and pans that she could borrow. And she began to pour, and she filled them all up. And the prophet told her, go sell pay your debt, and live off of the rest. And we read in the book of Judges where Samuel took a jawbone and slew 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone. And there was another widow that had just enough meal for her and her son, a little oil, and she was going to make a meal, and then they were going to die. And she was out there gathering up sticks when the prophet came along, and he said, go fix me something to eat first. And she did, and then she made a meal for her and her son. And she kept making it. And the meal never run out, and the oil never run out. She had a little oil, a little meal, but it didn't run out until the famine was over. So we are to use what we have. God expects us to use the talents that we have. And there is a place and a time coming whenever we must give an account of our talents and our ability by God's grace. It is not by works, I'm not talking about that, but it's not by works that we are redeemed or saved, but it is the gift of God. And what talents and abilities we have are also gifts of God. And so we must use what we have, for we're all going to come before the Lord in judgment. Our Lord has entrusted us with His work and given each of us all the talents that we need to do, the work that He has given us. When Jesus returns, He will judge us based on our faithfulness in using what God has entrusted us with. Father, I pray that You'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We trust it has been a blessing. If so, why not let us know? Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there, or you can listen to any previous broadcast that you may have missed. And possible, you can join us in our services as they are broadcast live over the internet, www.wayoftruth.org. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service begins at 6. And our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin Craig bidding God's blessings on you and inviting you to be with us next week at this same time over this same station. We'll be bringing you, the Lord willing, another Way of Truth broadcast.
From the dust of the earth, my God created man. His breath made man a living soul. For God so loved the world, He likeness, created in His image, for I was born to serve the Lord, and I can't deny Him. I'll always walk beside Him.